Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bless your name. Who is like unto thee, O God? Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
As we go into your words, we ask for understanding.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Open our hearts to hear you.
Amen.
Open our comprehension. Enlighten us, Father.
Amen.
In your light, we see light.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
You may be seated. Thank you. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As we move on into this in life, you know, may we dedicate our lives more and more unto the cause of God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because certain things that we see in this world, they look as though they are, but they are not. Praise God.
Amen.
The whole world actually lies in darkness. Darkness. And certain things that we held on to so preciously as men, you discover one day that they were never really there. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And I want us to understand that the center of the gospel is Christ Jesus. And Christ Jesus is not a man. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ is not a man. That's why he declared that I am not of this world. If I was of this world, my servants would fight for me. But I'm not of this world. I'm from above and you are from beneath. And if you do not believe that I am that original life, I am that original creation of God, you will perish, or you can put it this way, you continue to perish in your sins. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So God has so loved the world that he has given us the Son. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So that we don't waste away, so that we don't drown away like in the days of Noah. People are drowning already. Praise God. People are already perishing and dying off, you know. You can imagine Noah in the ark going higher with the floods and looking through the window and he's seeing his friends, you know, sinking. And, you know, the door was locked, so nobody could actually enter into the ark. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So we should call on the Lord while he may be found.
Amen.
The center of the gospel is Christ Jesus, the man Christ Jesus. He has given us a body, a gift. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And the gift is that we should participate in this body.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus Christ says, the scripture that you are looking at testifies about me. From the Old Testament unto the book of Revelation, all testifies about one man called Christ. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And I want us to understand that that is where the salvation is. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It doesn't matter how you've heard it in the past. Praise God. It doesn't matter what men have taught you in the past. Exercise yourself to hear what the Spirit is saying in this hour. Praise God.
Amen.
Be like Paul. Paul in the Bible. Paul was somebody who was learned. He knew so much. But when he came in touch with the light, when he came in contact with the light, he said, all my knowledge, everything I've learned is all like trash. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That is a humble man.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And in his humility, he was exalted. Look at the latter days of Paul. He says, I have run the race. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, and henceforth awaits me a crown of life.
Hallelujah.
So when we come here, we're talking of spiritual things. And I tell you, things that are spiritual, they sound like foolishness to the natural mind. The natural man cannot understand. You know, they laughed at Jesus. Somebody said, are you Jesus? See, it's the spirit in Jesus they were laughing at. With the spirit with which he spoke, they were laughing at. Not at him. Praise God. And he said that every sin will be forgiven to you. But if you sin against the Holy Ghost, you shall not be forgiven. How do you sin against the Holy Ghost? By not allowing the Holy Ghost lead you back into this body.
Hallelujah.
And there's no other way except by the Holy Ghost. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Let's quickly turn to the book of Genesis chapter 14. We start from verse 18. I want to share today on the bread and the wine. Let us go deep into communion, the bread and the wine. Genesis chapter 14, verse 18. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High
God.
And he blessed him and said, "Blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, who has delivered an enemy into thy hands, and he gave him tithes of all." Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, I want us to understand that all these things we read in the Old Testament, are you listening?
Yes.
They were but shadows of things to come. Now the Holy Ghost has come to teach us. Anybody who read this thing in the past will only be reading a storybook. Mm-hmm. Praise God. But how does this thing apply to you? Praise God. Now the light has come, and now we begin to understand that Melchizedek, the king of Salem. Salem means the king of peace. The king of peace, Jerusalem. Remember Jerusalem?
Yes.
That is the king of peace. You see, that is actually the high priest. And the Bible says that the Lord has sworn and will not repent, that Jesus is a high priest after the what?
The order
of Melchizedek. So what we are seeing there is a type of the appearing of Christ. You know, Christ is all over.
It's true.
You see him in the book of Daniel. Amen. You see him in the book of Genesis. You see him everywhere. You see him in the book of Genesis chapter 1. Christ is everywhere. He says, before Abraham was,
I was.
Before this world was,
I am.
So he's everywhere. He appears everywhere in diverse ways. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It's like weed. He can appear as me. He can appear as you.
Yes.
And I tell you a secret. He's appearing as you.
Amen.
It's only for you to recognize the mystery.
Amen.
He's the one appearing as you today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody said, well, what do you mean? To understand this thing, that's why you have to be more involved in fellowship. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
People like Peter in the Bible, he was a fisherman. I don't think fishermen went to university in those days. But look at the beautiful things Peter wrote about. Why? Because he was instructed of the Spirit of God. So there's nothing like university level or educational level in things of, if you are interested in the things of God, you will know it.
Yes.
If you want to know it, you will know it.
Amen.
And Paul says, James says, if you lack wisdom, ask your Father, who gives to everyone without partiality.
Amen.
Ask your Father for wisdom, and he will give you. Praise God.
Amen.
You know, years of meditation, of prayers at night, while I was younger, when people are out there in the nightclubs, while I was there reading the Bible day and night for many years, meditating, you know, and the Lord revealed great wonders. I remember one of those first-hand visions I had. You know, rarely I have visions. You know, people have different things, but I had this first-hand vision. As I was just there, I just saw two tall people in white standing before me, praise God.
Amen.
And I saw that a board appeared and they were teaching me a strange language. They were writing on the board in a strange language, and they were white, all white, white apparel and white people, tall. And God said, he's going to teach me a new language, a celestial language, the language of God. Praise God.
Amen.
And everybody must hear this language. Now, if you want to live properly in Italy, you must learn how to speak Italian.
Yes. Yes.
So if you want to live in God's kingdom, you must speak the language of the kingdom. They shall speak with new tongues.
Amen.
It's a new language, and it goes hand down with your mind. Your mentality changes as you enter into that realm.
Amen.
Praise God. So Melchizedek, the king of Salem, which like I said is a type of Christ, appearing and giving a symbolic bread and wine to Abraham, symbolic. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And Abraham worshipped and gave him a tenth of all he has in what we call tithe. Praise God.
Amen.
And God said that today we have this same bread and wine every time that we meet like this.
Amen.
This bread and wine is being served by this same Melchizedek. Praise God. And as you eat it, God expects that you lay your life. You give yourself as an offering unto the Lord himself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In fact, if you eat this bread, you have no choice but to live on account of the Lord. Amen. Jesus Christ says, those that eat this bread will live on account of me.
Hallelujah.
Those that eat this bread, my flesh, and drink my blood, because the bread and the wine is the flesh of Jesus and the blood of Jesus. Praise God. He says, if you eat this bread and drink this wine, you shall live on account of me, meaning that you are going to live in by the name of the Lord Jesus. It is no longer I, but
Christ.
Praise God. Now, this is the name with which we enter into the blessings. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are going to go down again. You see, I just want us to see something that Jesus Christ said before he left the scene. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. These are things that we have read over the years. 1 Corinthians Hallelujah. Chapter 11, verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which was I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, praise God,
hallelujah,
and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take it, this is my body which is broken for you, do this in remembrance of
me.
I think you can see the whole focus is me. He says, I, me. Let's go on. After the same manner also, he took the cup. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I just want us to understand something, you know. We go down further. Let us read this so that we don't go back here. Verse 27. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let a man examine himself. So let him eat of that bread and drink of the cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself. Listen to me, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's stop here. Can you give me that? That's something that unleavened bread and the wine. Praise God. I want us to understand that the day Jesus Christ gave this commandment. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Amen. Now this is an example of the bread. I'm going to give you a reason why I'm showing this thing. Very important. Because the day Jesus Christ gave this commandment, it was what they call the unleavened
bread.
The feast of unleavened bread. Feast of what?
Unleavened bread.
This feast was instituted when the Israelites were about to leave Egypt. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
God had told them to take the blood of a lamb and put the blood on their doorpost. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And also they should roast a lamb without blemish in their house, and they should eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. See it, praise God.
Hallelujah.
And the Bible says it clear, that night the angel of death passed over the city, and he smote the people that did not obey. Anybody that did this thing died.
Yes.
Praise God. The firstborn of all the families died of those who did not comply with this. That is the Egyptian, because the Egyptian did not have the message. Praise God. And what happened immediately was that the children of Israel were liberated that night at midnight. You know, I told you about the midnight hour. At midnight, they were liberated. And if you read the song of Moses, what is actually happening is that they were being transported to Zion. Praise God. Leaving Egypt means leaving the realm of the flesh, leaving the world, and being transported what? To Zion, where God's glory dwells. You can read the song of Moses. You see that the song of Moses was declaring that God was transporting his inheritance to Zion. He was going to plant them upon Zion. Praise God. So first of all, he takes you out. And there is something that must occur for every child of God to get deliverance, a liberation from the system of death that we live in. Praise God.
Amen.
Let us not make any mistake. Anybody, either you are dying or you are awakening.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Either you are dead or you are awake, or you are dying or awakening. Praise God. And Jesus is teaching us the only way by which we can escape the power of death.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Right from the days of old, this bread and this wine, which actually the blood, praise God, the blood of Jesus and the flesh of Jesus, actually, it speaks of communion, was already revealed to us in shadows. Unleavened bread is bread without
yeast.
Now, when you look at this bread, and you look at the normal bread that is with yeast, what is the difference?
The other one is swollen, this one is flatter.
And when you eat, when you look at it, normally you think that the other one makes you more satisfied, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But I can assure you, it's the same effect. Eating this flat bread or eating the fat one, it does not feel, it's the same effect. It doesn't make you, you know, bigger or whatever. It's all the same effect. Now, so you can see that the leaven in the bread is actually deceit. Amen. It's actually deceit, deceitfulness. It's actually lies. Praise God.
Amen.
And Paul says that we should purge ourselves of the what?
Life.
Old
leaven.
That is the yeast. Praise God. Because anybody, if you look down the book of Genesis, of Exodus, anybody that ate bread with yeast was to be cut off from the land of Israel. If on the day of the Passover you ate bread that had yeast in it, you are to what? To die off. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So what God is calling us to do is to have fellowship with the truth. Praise God.
Amen.
And the fellowship does nothing but remind us of what Christ is. He says, do this in remembrance
of me.
So when we come here today, several times the sister comes here and she gives visions of a cup being passed around and bread and wine. What is the Lord saying? We're speaking here about communion. Everything, when we come together in the name of the Lord, it is to remind us about Christ. It's not a social affair. It's not about big crowds and big names and big flyers. No. Those things are only death if you do not have the real message. They have no value. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Even if it means we're only two or three here, as far as you have the truth, The communion, that is what matters.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. You know, many people are carried away with crowds. Hallelujah. And when Jesus Christ spoke about the bread, eat my bread, eat this bread from heaven, what happened? The numbers, the more vanished. People think that Jesus Christ came to give them a sojourn, or to give them work, to give them husbands, to heal their disease. They think that is the major purpose why they came. No. It did not come from that. Because people want the blessing, but they don't want Christ. People like the fruit, but they don't like the tree. They want to eat the fruit of Christ, but they don't like the tree itself.
Mm-hmm.
That's how mine is. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Do this in remembrance of me. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Because God knows that everything that you ever need is already packaged in that one man that we call Christ. Praise God. Everything you ever need. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and every other thing will be added. Seek ye first the things that pertain to Christ, and every other thing will what? Will be added to you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You see, people are across a gulf, separated from God, and what people like to do is to pray and shout across the gulf for God to bless them. But God actually wants to close the gulf. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So that you can actually walk in that power. You can actually discover yourself in Him. So that you can also confess like Jesus that I and the Father are
one.
That is what He wants. The Bible says that by His appearing, He has destroyed the wall of partition, separation between we and God, and He has reconciled us to God, meaning that now we walk in a new identity in God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And it says anybody that wants to be partaker in my kingdom must hate himself in this world. That means you must be ready to let go of what you think your life is, because in reality that is not your life. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Many people are sick. Many people are dying. Many people are perishing out there in this world because they are not discerning
their body,
what the Lord's body is all about. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
In the Lord's body is immortality.
Amen.
Life. The riches, the glory of the Father.
Amen.
The Bible says it has pleased God that the fullness, the fullness of the Godhead dwells in Christ bodily. And in Him we are
complete.
In Him we are
complete.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
In Him we are complete. Seek, God wants to give you Himself.
Hallelujah.
That is the message. Do this in remembrance of me as we commune. What we are doing here is communing. In the name of this is why I told you fellowship is very important. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, we all go through that some rocky moments. And in the evening, instead of taking your telephones to make phone calls or looking at the tablets, you know, if you go around, everybody is doing this now. Well, if you do that, you will probably want to put a Bible there. Something that will provoke you more and more, that will cause you to hunger more and more for these things that you have heard. We should keep ourselves in fellowship. Do this in remembrance of me till I come. Now understand the language of the Spirit. Because as you eat this bread, what happens is that you are dying
and
He is being unveiled in you.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Do this till I come. Occupy till I. What are you occupying yourself? You are occupying yourself with the mystery of the faith. Exercise yourself in godliness. Praise God. This is what we should do day and night. This is what we do when we meet together. Hallelujah. God is bringing an awakening in the sons of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know when Jesus Christ appeared to the disciples after His resurrection? Praise God. And you know, they were there. What happened immediately? They saw fire and fish and everything ready. You see, he was working with the power. He was working with the power of the ages to come. And that is the realm God wants us to come to.
Amen.
Where you don't depend on what you have in your bank account. Where you live by the power of God. Amen. Do you know it is idolatry to depend on bank accounts? To depend on jobs? You come to the realm where you live by the power and the faith of God. This is where he wants to take us to. This is where he's transporting us to. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because he said that all things were created by God through
God's hand for
through Christ. Everything. Praise God. And he tells us again that we are in him. When you eat this bread, it raises you up into the consciousness of that incorruptible body in the heavens. Our sister spoke about a body today. The body is the house. The house is the body. Amen.
Amen.
And he said that we all have a part in that house. We all have mansions in that house. We all have a room in that house.
Amen.
And what the gospel is doing is to gather every man. The Spirit is gathering every man back onto his place in God, in Christ, into that heavenly body. That is all we need. That is where the concentration should be.
Amen.
Don't be distracted. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In him you are far above all principalities
and powers.
In him everything is under your foot. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Don't let things around you distract you. But stay focused on what the Lord is saying this hour.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When Jesus Christ was, when two disciples were going towards a village called Emmaus. Is it Emmaus?
Emmaus.
Emmaus, okay. And what happened, as they were going towards Emmaus, they met Jesus along the way. Praise God. And Jesus was speaking with them. They did not know that it was Jesus. Do you know someday we wake up and we realize that we were speaking, God was amongst us, we didn't know? Do you know that God is in the midst of you? He's always there. It has never changed. Don't let the mind, we forgot. That's why it says do this in remembrance. It's awakening of being in remembrance to us. Jesus was speaking with the disciples, talking with them. They did not know it was disciples. But something happened, a symbolic gesture. When they got into the house, Jesus Christ broke bread, gave thanks, which is communion, and gave it to them. And the Bible said when they ate it, their eyes were and they saw Jesus, and he vanished. So when we have this communion, when we eat this bread and this wine, and we drink this wine, praise God,
hallelujah.
What happens? Amen.
Amen.
When we drink this bread and this, and we eat this bread and drink this wine, what happens is that we see him.
Amen.
As he is. Praise God.
Amen.
This is the will of God. Jesus Christ says the Father's will is that everybody, every man should see the Son. To see the Son means to have an understanding of what the Son is. Now, if you think that the Son is one man with a long hair, blue eyes, amen, with hands bleeding, if you think that he is a man separate from yourself, that means you have not seen him. You have not understood him. Praise God. You know the disciples, when Jesus Christ went up in a symbolic gesture, he went up into a cloud and was taken away.
Yes.
It's a symbolic gesture because we all have to go through, we all have to ascend into that cloud.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The disciples were there looking at the cloud. They were there looking. And angels came to tap them. Hey man, what are you doing there? It's not there. You better get out of there. It's not there. Praise God.
Amen.
Now people are still out there looking in the sky. You must understand what the gospel is saying. The Bible says it clearly. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That you don't look for the Christ in heaven, in the sea, or anywhere. The word is here in your mouth. Now is the time to confess Him.
Amen.
Confess Him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. When you are communing and you are fellowshipping with this bread of life, it opens your eyes and reminds you that you are the incorruptible Son of God. It reminds you that you have a part in the body of Christ. Praise God. In the book of Psalms, it says that the nations that forget God are cast into hell. Those that forget God are what? Now, what does that mean? It's already happening. All the problems you have as a man is because you are forgetting the mystery of Christ. You are forgetting the mystery of godliness. You've forgotten what God is. This concept that we have of God is not God. They are human, cooked up human concepts that are not God. What the Hebrews were praying to is not God. Somebody said, but what do you mean? Jesus Christ said, this is eternal life. This is eternal life, that they may know you and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Now that word again, you cannot understand that except it's given to you from above.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Because knowing God is knowing the Christ in you. It's the doorway to knowing the mystery of God. You can't know God without knowing yourself. Because your life is hid in Him. Your life is already in Him. It's for you to awaken to this.
Amen.
You know, have you wondered why they call it resurrection? Awake.
Yes.
Return. Why do they call it these names? Revival. Why? It's to get you back to a place that you fell out of. It's to restore you back to something that you lost. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Resurrection. Return. When you are awake, if they say somebody awake, that means the person was once, that means the person was once awake before he went to sleep. So you are awoken back to the state you were before you went to sleep. That's what awakening means. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So the nations that forget God are cast into hell. Every time that we come here together, God is trying to remind us.
Amen.
Of something that we are forgetting. At times we are so distracted.
Amen.
With the cares of life. And these things that we are worrying about, they don't exist. Amen. They are just simply formations of the mind. Praise God.
Amen.
Paul says that he knows a man that has been into the third heavens, who saw things that are unlawful. I tell you, there are some things that you will say that are very offensive to men. Because many things that we value so much, they are nothing in the sight of God. Things that we carry on our head as men. And if I tell you some of these things, some people will not be here next week. So I better not say them. The whole system of the world is in darkness. It's in parables. Everything you see in this world with your eyes is a parable. Amen.
Amen.
And we are living by what we see with our eyes. Because we have lost awareness of God's realm as men. So he's giving us the bread and the wine today to revive us.
Amen.
Praise God. If you look through the Bible, there are many, many instances where God subtly reminds us of this bread. Praise God.
Amen.
If you remember the story of Joseph. Joseph in the Bible. Before Joseph could attain to the place of kingship, all authority, which is actually an example of how you ascend into God. Joseph is your story. Joseph is a parable of the manifestation of the sons of God. Joseph was separated from the brethren. When you begin to get this message, you realize that you are separate from the brethren. Hallelujah. The time comes when you cannot just You don't see eye to eye with certain people anymore. They can't see what you are seeing. There's already a separation. Come out from among them and be separate. It happens spontaneously as you know the truth. And Joseph was a dreamer. God is giving us dreams today, visions of glory, of the glory to come in Christ. We are seeing ourselves dressed in apparel of many colors.
Amen.
We are seeing ourselves, people bowing out our feet. Isn't it the word of God? That they shall bow at your feet. They shall know that I have loved you. They shall bow at the Christ in you. Praise God.
Amen.
Joseph is an example of those who have left all to enter into glory.
Amen.
And in a symbolic gesture, Joseph was in a prison with a butler and a baker. You know what a butler is?
Wine.
A butler is somebody that used to prepare the wine and, you know, hand it over to the king in those days. And you know what the baker does? The baker makes the bread. So he was there in the prison with the baker and the butler. God did that deliberately to teach us a mystery. That before you can ascend into glory, you must have that communion, hallelujah, with the body of Christ, hallelujah. Only by the body, the knowledge of Christ, can you ascend back to begin to reign once more in life. Joseph was caught up onto the throne of Pharaoh, which is the shadow of God in that instance. He became the most powerful man on the earth.
Amen.
See, he became a life giver. If you have to live, you must seek the face of Joseph.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Doesn't it written that the world is waiting for your manifestation?
Yes, of course.
That you are the one to deliver the creation? Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That same thing is happening to those who will follow Christ today in the new generation.
Amen.
Because God has called you as the light of the world. The light of the world, not to condemn, but to give life to the world. He has called you as the bread of life, so that you can give what?
Life.
Life to the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said that we are many members, one bread. One bread. Hallelujah. Very important we see this. One bread. We being many, we are what?
One
loaf of bread. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
That loaf of bread appears again in the vision of Gideon. Before Gideon goes to fight the Midianites, the hell of a vision of a loaf of bread that tumbled down from heaven to destroy all the tents of the enemies. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. That bread of life, hallelujah. All we need, brethren, is the communion with that body. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Now, let's quickly turn to the book of hallelujah.
Amen.
Book of Revelations, chapter 3. Verse 17, we are seeing the use of fellowship. Praise God.
Amen.
Because thou sayest, I'm rich. Are you there? 3:17. Because thou sayest, I'm rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment. What remain, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not what? Appear. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now where am I now?
18.
Okay. Appear and anoint thy eyes with answer that thou mayest see. Amen. Praise God. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Amen.
Amen.
That is the same communion we are talking about here. Amen.
Amen.
You can see the answer to any problem you have is fellowship with the Holy Ghost. I listen to it. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody can lay a hand on you and you can feel good, you can get a healing. Something can happen, can change your life. But I want to tell you that thing does not mark the end of travails in your life. Praise God.
Amen.
What will mark the end is allowing this fellowship to occur in your life.
Amen.
He says, if any mortal man, now this man, you hear the language here, if any man, a mortal man, will hear and open. Why is he saying if any? Because not everybody hears. See, not everybody
hears.
People are distracted. Too much problems. Amen.
Amen.
Ambitions, goals in life. And we at times we forget the thing that matters most, which is that fellowship that we had in God in the beginning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is trying to raise his sons back up, give them eyesight. Amen.
Amen.
Now the eyesight is the eyes of your under. Praise God. And when you have the eyesight, the eyes begin to burn with fire, like the Alpha and the Omega. Amen. He says he wants to give you the white raiment so that your the shame of your nakedness. Now, when you are naked, it means you have lack of boldness towards God. See it? You see, John says that if you keep yourself in my word, and then you will have boldness in the day, so that anything you ask of the Father, he does of you. In other words, your wish is my command. Praise God.
Amen.
You see, Adam was naked. That's why he hid from God. Praise God. You see, God is telling us today the way he can heal us of our misery, our blindness, our poverty, and everything is by supping with us. And when you eat with him, he will remind you. God does not have to do any. Look, the miracle is realizing yourself. The miracle is realizing the weight of glory that you carry already within you.
Amen.
The miracle is knowing the Christ within, which is the door to the Father.
Amen.
This is what the thief and the robber
trying to prevent.
That has taken away from all of us in the day of the fall. The things that pertain to God look so far away now. Anything that pertains to God looks like a mystery. Praise God, God has become a mystery. Praise God, and people don't realize what God is. And Jesus Christ said he has come to give us an understanding of the concept of God. And the doorway is through Christ. That is why we have the communion today, fellowship. Amen. Have you wondered why Lot escaped the judgment of Sodom and Gomorrah? You know, the Bible is a mystical book. He invited angels into his house. Now, I told you, if an angel comes here today, you don't have to sing with wings. Amen. Praise God. That brother that came from Australia some months ago, Anthony Den Hartog. Was any of you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Those kind of people, he said something that I didn't like, and I was trying to turn him off, and I remember God revealed him to me as an angel. And God told me I should listen to him. It all happened in a miraculous way. As I was just wanted to just like put off, cut him off. I was driving off the, put up my stereo and everything. A truck just appeared in front of me, and his name, Anthony Den Hartog. Then I saw angel wings by the side. Then the miraculously the CD in my car just went on, and his message started playing. And the Lord told me that he listened to that man. He got the message. Praise God.
Amen.
So you see, angels are those who carry the word of the Lord faithfully. They are servants of God. Amen. If you look at the meaning of angels in the it says a minister, servants of God. Hallelujah. Messengers. Praise God. Don't you want to be like that?
Yes.
Praise God. Appear, you know, the other day we went to one place in Lodi, a sister's house. The daughter, was it the son? The son. The son was telling the parents that he was seeing somebody by my side. He kept on repeating that I seen somebody with wings, gold, you know, gold. an angel, he's seeing an angel. The parents said they know their child, that child cannot talk like that. Say they know their child. And he kept on repeating it. As long as that's not my first experience, I've had this experience. Why? Because you carry the message. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, I'm just trying to tell you today that seek the things that are above. This is what Paul says, isn't it? Seek the things that are what?
Above.
Seek. When you have come to Christ, yes, when you have come to Christ, the world has ended.
Amen.
The Bible says that what?
Bless you.
Upon we whom the world, ends of the world has
come.
Because Christ is not of this
world.
So if you are in Christ, that means the world has what?
Ended for you.
No more the lust of the eyes, lust of the breath. You now live in another dimension. You see things now from the way God sees them. You walk in the way of the Son of God. Praise God. And all these things starts today, not tomorrow. And so when you come here, you see things a bit different, the kind of things you hear here. Don't get confused. We know God, and look, I know what God showed me. Praise God. And it's for everybody.
Amen.
This is the only path to glory. Christ in you, the hope of
glory.
Did he say there's any other hope?
No way.
There's no other hope. God is waiting for the sons to return. Have you watched the film called The Return of the King? It's one of those, the series of this, what do you call them? Yes, Lord of the Rings. That was one of the episodes that I called it The Return of the King. Amen. The return of the, and the king returned back to his throne. That's what God expects from you. Hallelujah. I'm going to round up with Psalm 24. You see, we've gone up a bit over time. Why? Because people chop my time too. Amen. You chop my time, I chop your time. Amen. Nobody's laughing there. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So we're going to round up here. Psalm 23. No, this is no, Psalm 24. Are you there? Verse 7. Lift up your heads, O ye. Be ye lift up, you everlasting. Oh God. And the King of glory shall
come in.
Do you think that this is a history book? Don't stop here. Do you think this is something of talking of something of yesterday? Amen.
Amen.
When you say lift up the gates, when God says He has given you a key, whatever you open is open. When He says that I've set before you an open door which no man can close, what do you think He's talking about? You think he's talking of somebody that of 2,000 years ago?
No.
He's talking about you. He's talking about the return of the king.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's your return back into
Hallelujah.
Glory. He has made us kings, and but the king has to return.
Yes.
And you have to pass through the gates.
Amen.
The everlasting entrance, the door. And you will know the way already. He says, I'm the way.
Yes.
I am the door. So if you want to find yourself entering back into your kingdom, you must know the mystery of Christ.
Amen.
You must recognize your confession has to change. Amen. Look, listen, let me tell you something. If I want to look yesterday, look at the past, I will not be preaching here. Are you hearing me? So don't think I'm holy and I'm a kind of a hard work person. This wings are not. If I want to look at yesterday, I will not be preaching here.
Exactly.
Praise God. But I press forward. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I press forward, and I tell you, when we stumble, confess our faults to one another and continue on and on. When your child falls, what do? You think about it, say, son, let's move. You know, but I'm not heard of a father that says, well, this one not my picking, I deny you. Praise God.
Amen.
And you continue, and you find yourself there. Let's round up that scripture. It says that who is the King of glory? The Lord mighty in battle. Hallelujah. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. The King of glory. Now, understand something, brethren. The Bible says that there are two images. You are born the image of the earthly. You shall also bear the image of the
heavenly.
Who is the Lord from
heaven?
Heaven. This is in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
Yes.
He said, you are born the image of the earthly, which is as if you've lived as a man.
Yes.
But the promise is that you shall bear the image of the heavenly, which is the Lord from
heaven.
If you reject this, well, you're only rejecting your own grace unto glory. This is what God has given to us. It's what God has declared to us. He's revealing to us today. Praise God. That you came out of him and the time has come for your return.
Amen.
Praise God. This is what Jesus Christ came for. Hallelujah. Not for a religious merry-go-round. Amen. Somebody say, well, what do you mean? Can we stand up?